Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:19 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is October 31st. Today being Halloween, it hasn't really been that scary. The majority of markets were relatively steady. Wall Street closed out the day relatively unchanged. The Dow was down about 10 points. The S&P down, up less than 1 point, but continuing to hold above the 1400 level. The Nasdaq, it was relatively steady. It was down about a third of 1%. And Apple was also steady. There was management changes announced over the last couple of days. The share price is right in the region of the 200-day moving average. And if one were looking at it from a consistency basis, then it hasn't quite pulled back to about halfway through the underlying range. But it's not far off it either. So there is a certain amount of moment of choice for Apple at present. And it is a reasonably similar story for the rest of Wall Street, with the S&P at that 1400 area and the Nasdaq 100 in the region of its 200-day moving average. In Europe, the majority of markets were relatively steady, but the FTSE was down about 1.15%. It was a relatively steady day in Asia. The Nikkei was stronger by about 1%, the Hang Seng by 1%, the ASX by about 0.7%. The Indonesian market moved to a new high. The Malaysian market is not far off it. I think it hit a new high last week. A number of the ASEAN markets continue to hold and remain really quite steady. The yen was reasonably weak, and it's up to 79.78 against the US dollar. And it's weakening not just against the dollar, but against a number of other currencies. And that should act as a tailwind for the Japanese stock market, which continues to rally. And the fact that the yen has weakened in here today is also positive, because it posted an upside key reversal against the dollar about five sessions ago and had a little bit of follow through, and that was almost completely countermanded in here today. So that's a positive. It suggests that the likelihood the yen is going to break down from this range is becoming increasingly likely, and that would certainly be a tailwind for the Japanese equity market, which is among the most depressed of the developed markets anywhere. Today was also really quite positive because for the precious metal markets, because they've been moving in lockstep with stock markets for at least the last few months. And what we saw today was that Wall Street sold off in the early part of the session, and although it recouped the majority of its gains, gold was steady throughout the day. So it broke that link at least for a day, and it closed out up $8. It was as high as 1726 and closed at 1720 in here today. And it's the first real sign of some strength coming back into this market following what has been a rather volatile month over, if one looks at the very short term. In platinum, the market is back up to $15.69. It was up $15. Silver was up 43 cents. Palladium was up $7. And these precious metals are coming from really quite oversold levels. And in the industrial metal markets, we've had really quite depressed levels, and oversold conditions have been evident right across them. But they all steadied in here today. So there is quite a lot of potential in the industrial metal markets for some short covering, and the industrial metal miners look poised to move higher if that is indeed going to be the case. Lumber was limit up again here today, and it is one of the obvious beneficiaries of rebuilding efforts that are likely to take place, well, are certainly going to take place in the US Northeast. And while there was certainly upside for the lumber market, we didn't see a great deal of interest in the actual lumber lumber mills. But a number of them have really quite attractive yields, and this is probably a rather positive outcome for the sector generally. I did a review of the lumber companies in the last few days. In the government bond markets, US treasuries were reasonably steady in here. They're back up to 149.5. As long as we remain in this corrective phase, then the chances are that we're going to continue to see some reasonably steady action out of the government bond markets. But they're in rarefied territory up here. And when you look at what yields are and where inflation is and what the real yield on these fixed income instruments actually is, then we're in negative territory. And the only way that one is going to preserve one's capital is to be in a performing asset or to be in one that pays out an attractive yield. Well, the gold market has been one of the assets of choice for those who are losing faith in fiat currencies. And the fact that ETF holdings have continued to move higher, even as prices have deteriorated by about $100, is really quite positive and suggests that investors are continuing to look on gold as a safe haven. And the fact that it is beginning to find support in the region of the $1,700 area is really very positive indeed, and provided it holds it, then we could be in the process of putting in a short-term and potentially a medium-term low for gold. And if that is the case, then we're going to see higher prices perhaps sooner than many expect. So it's certainly not the time to become increasingly bearish. And it is interesting that I do this monthly radio show, or I participate on a panel on an Irish TV or radio station, Today FM. Once a month they do an investment special. And last August I said that I thought gold was going to go higher, and I was in the USA for when they recorded the last show in September, so I was on it again last Sunday. And someone called in and said that I'd been wrong about gold because it had been pulling back. And the fact that that was the first time anyone has ever called in to castigate a call that I'd made, then it suggests that what we've had has been enough to shake people's confidence, and that people are becoming, that a lot of positions have been liquidated, and there's probably certainly some shorts in this market. So I view it as really quite positive and potentially a contrary indicator. So we will see how the market progresses from here. And the other thing that has been sticking in my mind is Apple. And when I was in the USA last month, and I was very kindly given a tour of Fidelity's chart room in Boston, and something that really struck me was that on every US index that they have these wall-sized charts of, they have a little icon which tells them how much of that market Apple represents. And it really does go to show just how large the company has become and how much of a weighting it represents in such a large number of indices. So what happens with Apple is likely to have a considerable effect on sentiment and the return on Wall Street. But it shouldn't derail us from the fact that there are a number of markets which have pulled back to their 200-day moving averages, and we're starting to see a number starting to firm in here. And that is really quite positive. And of course, when we look at what's happened with Hurricane Sandy or Tropical Storm Sandy, then it makes it more rather than less likely that there is going to be additional stimulus, and markets have tended to react in a positive manner to that. So we've pulled back into areas of potential support and at least paused. And in the absence of clear downward dynamics, then there is additional potential for at least some additional firming, and particularly in the precious metals and also the industrial metals. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.